Yeah, thanks for coming out for my birthday party today. You're a little late, though. I guess just to start out, just to officially announce that this will be my last season with the Wildcats. I'm going to retire from Wildcats in the NBL. Although it's been, a tough decision for me, I guess in my heart, I feel like, I can't look at my family at this moment. this is the right decision. I've had conversations with my family, with Trev, and I feel like at this stage of my career, that it's when I made the decision, it felt right, and to me that tells me that it's the correct decision. It's a hard thing. It's something, basketball has been a love of mine since I was I think I went to a second grade basketball camp. So I think to be able to play for 12 years at an organization like the Perth Wildcats, with the history that's been laid before us as players, there's a tremendous amount of respect that for the guys and the teams that have come before us. So for me, it's a huge honor to still put on the Wildcats uniform. I just want to take this moment. I guess as elite athletes, we're out in front of the public quite a bit, but you don't get that opportunity to kind of say thanks to the people that have sacrificed and supported you along that journey. So I wanted to say thanks to the Wildcat fans, to our sponsors, to my coaches. I've been pretty lucky to have some tremendous coaches along my journey to make me a better player and a better person. To my teammates, it was one of the hardest things to tell them this morning. I thought I was going to be fine, but I was struggling to look in their faces and tell them that this is going to be the last time I take the court with them. To Jack Bendat, Nick Marvin, the Wildcats board, 12 years, you guys came in, rescued this club from where we were training at Perry Lakes. Now we're playing here, playing at the Perth Arena. It's been an unbelievable transformation. And lastly, to my family, my parents, my brothers, and my wife. Wife Gretchen and Haley and Dylan. Thank you. I guess just to end this, I just want to say thank you to everyone along the journey. And this is not the end as well. We still got a lot more left in the season, and I feel great about where we're at as a team, and looking forward to the challenge of trying to get another championship. It's definitely a motivation for me. You don't really need motivation to win a championship, but, I think during the season, and the coaches do a great job of trying to pull things out of the, some of the things that we've gone through as a team. And, this has been a tough season. We've had injuries, we've had changes, we've had a lot of different things thrown at us. And, when you look at this league with the amount of talent that we've got in the league, and, every game seems to come down to one or two possessions. So, I like our chances, and, we just need to make sure we grab the opportunity that we have. You don't get a lot of these opportunities, and I think we have a team that can do something special this year.
When did you make the decision? Because you're coming off a game where you pretty much single-handedly probably won it in the last minute or so.
It's been a few weeks now. I probably knew kind of coming into the season that it would most likely be be my last year. And I've been in contact with Trev and kind of kept him up to date how I'm feeling about the whole thing. And I think we spoke right around New Year's, and at that point I was pretty sure. And it's when I told my family and told Trev, it just felt right. It felt right. And we've got a great group of guys here, and I'm sure that they'll even raise their level going from here on out. Yeah, I've always had that in the back of my mind. I definitely wouldn't have thought I'd still be here in Perth when I came here 12 years ago. Perth's our home now, and I'd love to stay here and give back to the game of basketball in some way as well. Whether it be at a youth level or that. I'm still passionate about the game, and hopefully can I still want to be here in Perth and be a part of the Wildcat family, and hopefully supporting these guys for a number of years. Well, look, they're all nice. I think I think that first one that you get really is something that that's always going to probably hold a special part in your life. But I guess it's like trying to pick your favorite kid. You can't choose any of them. They're both your favorite.
Sean, you came here not a huge profile, but you leave equaling Ricky Grace and MVP's championship player. You leave as probably a club legend. How does that make you feel?
Look, it's one of those things where you just kind of put your head down. You go to work. I remember my first season, we started out 2-5, 2-6 over at the old Perry Lakes. And I think Vlahov came in and told us we were pretty much all going to be fired within, we kept losing. So I got a quick introduction to what being a Perth Wildcat means. And the traditions that we try and uphold here. So, those things. I'm proud of how much I've grown as a player, as a person, and the teammate that I've tried to be on this team.
Dare I ask about the injury and what you went through and how you got back to play and play at a really decent level again?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I guess just one of those things. You don't know. You don't know the strength that you might have inside you until something like that happens, and a doctor comes in and tells you that the game's over. You're most likely not going to play. So, I guess I'm appreciative that I can call it quits on my own terms and not on a doctor's terms or an injury. I'm definitely thankful for that, and proud of being able to come back from something like that.